Today on We Really Like Musicals and we have opinions about them, so we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. We are talking about White Christmas versus Holiday Inn. I'm dreaming of a white podcast? Just like the ones I used to know. I can't tell a lie. This episode will make you count your blessings instead of sheep. I've got plenty to be thankful for. No doubt about it. Because the best things happen while you're dancing to our theme song.
Musicals, jazz hands. You said I'm dreaming of a white podcast. That's so racist.
That's not racist. Your last name is White. I meant.
Yeah, that's not my fault. Your last name is like, Brown. Do you think that makes you not racist?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to We Really Like Musicals and We Have Opinions About Them. So we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. I'm James and...
I'm Elise.
And this is the show that brings you facts that any nine-year-old could look up on IMDb.
We're still doing that?
For sure. Until somebody else insults us.
Oh, we have a new insult.
Oh, too slow. Oh, this is the show that's too slow.
We give you facts that any nine-year-old could look up, and we're too slow.
Guys, go on iTunes or wherever you watch us and rate and review and just leave the meanest comment you can. And that'll be our new
with little, a five-star rating, though, of course.
Of course. And that's what we'll start the show with, if it's funny. Well, I guess that's, I don't know. Too slow isn't funny. That's just mean.
It is pretty mean. And also, I don't know how to talk faster.
What are we supposed to do? I mean, how could we possibly go any faster?
Ooh, you got it. But also, you guys know you can... You know, listen to us in like double time.
Yeah, if it's slow, just
speed it up. You got option one, which is normal. You got option one and a half, which
is all right. Now I get it. Now I know why the guy said this is too slow.
And you got two times the speed, which is too fast.
Yeah, we get it, Elise.
But if you were two times in it up, then that only took like 2 seconds.
Are you still explaining this?
Yep.
Enough of this jibber jabber. You know, let's get into the holiday spirit, you know? Why was that funny?
It just took a long time to get there. I see what you mean.
Yeah, I know. I get it too. As we're recording this, I'm like, yeah, we are too slow. So I've been in the holiday mood for a very long time. Elise is a bit of a Grinch.
Here we go.
And a Scrooge.
And a Scrooge? I'm both?
Oh, yeah. You're like Ebenezer Scrooge, but with green skin. That's what I'm picturing right now. But can you deny it?
Yeah, I can deny it.
Oh, okay. Prove to me that you're in the Christmas mood right now.
I have a Christmas tree up.
Do you really?
Right? Yeah.
I can't see it.
Well, it's here.
Well, when it's here, it's family.
It's family.
So you're in the Christmas mood.
Also, I was going to say that the Grinch is really just an introvert who, you know, he got hurt in his past and he just needs time to heal.
So that's what you are. You got hurt in your past.
Yeah.
And you're just like healing. But see, exactly. that's what we're trying to do with this podcast. We're doing two Christmas musicals this week to like, you
trying
know,
to get
really
people in the holiday mood.
To get you, and this is your Band-Aid.
This is for me?
This is for you.
We're doing this for me.
I mean, doesn't it feel therapeutic?
Well,
that's a yes.
These two movies... they don't scream Christmas spirit.
We'll get there. I agree, okay. But we'll okay. get there. Okay. Well, now that you brought up the two movies, let's get right into it. Holiday Inn versus White Christmas.
Get right into it 30 minutes later.
We've got these two movies that are very similar in my opinion, but also very different in my
Ooh.
Opinion.
Cool.
So basically, I just said nothing. So on one hand, we got Holiday Inn, which was made circa 1943, I believe, 42, something
what
like that.
What does circa mean?
Around.
Just say around.
We've had this discussion on the podcast before.
We did?
And I will not, because circa is a legitimate phrase.
No,
word.
I know. I just...
So Holiday Inn was made, and then we've got White Christmas that was made circa 1954. So about 12 years later. Very similar movies made by Irving Berlin, who wrote all the music, and they both star Bing Crosby. So lots of similarities. I mean, why are you looking at me like...
Because I was so focused on the circa that I didn't actually hear which one came first.
Holiday Inn, the one in black and white, came first.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm screaming. Actually, I did have a question about that because
yeah.
I thought that when I saw White Christmas for the first time, it was in black and white. Am I crazy?
You are crazy because White Christmas was actually in VistaVision, the first movie Paramount ever did in VistaVision.
Did they offer it in black and white as well?
I don't believe so. It was done in Technicolor because most of the reviews of it at the time were like, wow, the colors really pop off the screen.
I feel like it's just like way saturated.
Yeah, there was a few times where I was like, am I wearing 3D glasses right now? Go watch this on Netflix and you'll see what I'm talking about. Occasionally some of the colors overlap and I was like, ugh.
I was just going to say that the colors just looked so unreal that I was thinking maybe it's one of those deals where it came out in black and white and then they went through and like colored it.
I don't believe so. I don't believe that's the case. Okay, so we got two movies, like we said, very similar, but different plots. And Elise, I'm going to have to ask you what had happened in Holiday Inn. Can you tell me what had happened?
What had happened was that there was these two guys that said that they were friends, but I don't think they were. They do not get along. They like to steal from each other.
Yeah, these two guys being Bing Crosby and Fred Astaire.
Basically, the one guy, he stole the other guy's girl, and then he was like, I'm going to go live on the farm by myself and be lazy. And then he opened a Holiday Inn that was only open on holidays, which is a very weird idea. He found this girl that could sing, and he said, do you want to be in my Holiday Inn shows? And she was like, sure, I guess so. And then the other guy came over, and wanted to steal this girl. That's pretty much it.
That's the whole plot. I hope you followed that at home, listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Too slow. Anyways, so what's the plot of White Christmas then?
Two sisters.
Sisters. Sisters.
That's how they sounded.
Yeah, they just keep going higher and higher. Sisters.
You just let me know when you're done, okay?
Done.
They had their own little show thing. I don't know.
It was a show thing. Why do you think? Why? Hey, don't be so insecure. Be confident. You don't know. They definitely had their own show. You got it right?
Because who do you know that has a successful two-person dance show?
This was 1954.
Circa
1954. And they were at a club in like Miami or something. I'm sure people put on shows down there all the time. Put yourself in the shoes, the little tap shoes of Danny Kaye.
No thanks. The sisters wanted to date the two friends. So
no.
Then.
Okay. You are bad at this.
Okay.
The sisters didn't want to date the two friends.
Yeah. I was trying to make it faster.
Well, by getting it wrong?
Yes.
Okay. So basically these two buddies, one of them wants his friend to stop being such a bachelor and hook up with somebody. Well, not hook up, but you know. Find a romantic relationship with someone. He meets these two ladies. One of them he seems to be fairly attracted to, while the other one he tries to get his friend involved with. They follow these ladies to a little inn in Vermont where they are putting on a show. These guys used to be buddies in war, and when they get to the inn owner is actually their sergeant or general, I guess? I don't. They want to do a good thing for this guy because his business isn't doing well at the inn, and they want to put on their awesome show at the inn for him to raise money. That's basically the idea.
Okay, good.
All right, done. Nailed podcast it. Over.
Okay, see you guys next week.
Basically, both movies have to do with an inn and people putting on shows at the inn.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and both movies showcase the song White Christmas.
Mm.
And both movies generally start with Christmas and end with Christmas, but there's a whole lot of not Christmas in between.
Agreed.
So let's just go right into it. Holiday Inn. What do you think, Elise?
Right into it.
Yeah, double in.
I liked Holiday Inn.
Me too.
Okay.
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
I don't know if you thoroughly enjoyed it.
What's that supposed to mean?
Like, I think I genuinely really liked it, and I think you thought it was, like, okay.
I have some beef with Holiday Inn, but after watching White Christmas, I did this little trick in my mind, and I solved the problem, so we'll get to that.
Whoa,
to that at the end.
Stay tuned,
listeners.
I am on the edge.
Let's just say that Holiday Inn, when I first watched it, I thought, that was interesting. But the more I think about it, the more I really enjoyed it.
So here's the deal. Okay, I watched White Christmas, I don't know, 5 years ago. Get off my back. I don't know when it was.
Sorry, I'll get off your back. Hold on.
Thank you. Oh, thanks.
Yep, you're welcome.
It's much lighter. Okay, so anyways, I watched it a long time ago, and I fell asleep. Fun fact, I do not fall asleep during movies. It's not a thing that I do. Okay, get off my back.
Sorry. It was comfortable, so I got back. But yeah, you know, okay. Personal space,
so,
sorry.
Yeah, that's something I don't do. So like truly this movie was like boring, so boring to me that I fell asleep, which is nuts. And then watching it again this time, I was like, I'm going to make myself stay awake. And I did, but mm-hmm. I found myself very distracted because I didn't care. So in comparison, I would just say that the plot of Holiday Inn is far more interesting to me. I think the characters of Holiday Inn are far more intriguing. I care about what happens to them.
It's strange to me because basically Bing Crosby's in both of them. So
yeah, but Bing Crosby is a totally different character in Holiday Inn.
Is he though?
Yeah, in White Christmas, he's very gruff and he's kind of just like, stay away from me and I don't care and I'm not invested and whatever, losers.
And I don't think he's like that.
I added the loser part.
Well, but what I mean is I don't think he's very standoffish. I think he's misunderstood and he thinks that other people don't like him. And so he doesn't really interact with them. If we're going to compare and contrast here's what I was talking about where I did a little trick in my brain. I watched Holiday Inn and I thought that was pretty interesting. But you even texted me, like, who would want Fred Astaire more than Bing Crosby? Like, that's insane.
That don't make no sense.
Yeah. However, when I watched White Christmas, I've always, like, ever since I was a kid, I found Danny Kaye's character to be very interesting. I thought he was funny. I still think he's funny. He's not, like, the same type of funny I thought when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. But, so here's what I did in my mind. I took all the characters from White Christmas, and I put them in Holiday Inn, and then I liked it. Basically, what I'm saying is I want to see Holiday Inn remade with Danny Kaye instead of Fred Astaire.
So is your beef with Fred Astaire then? I'm confused.
Kind of. Yeah. Fred Astaire is talented and his dancing is, I mean, incredible. That scene with the firecrackers, I was enthralled.
Yeah,
in
totally.
Holiday. Like, that was so fascinating to me. And it was just, he was really, and the drunk scene where he's like, drunk dancing, that was funny.
Oh yeah, that was really cool.
But Fred Astaire, like his charm or whatever, I don't really, he's not very charismatic in a way that I like. Mm-hmm. Whereas Danny Kaye, I think is really funny and lovable in a way. So I would just replace Fred Astaire with Danny Kaye.
Oh boy.
But you don't like Danny Kaye?
Not really. I mean, I don't hate him, but I think Fred Astaire... Well, I guess I don't know. I viewed him as kind of the villain of the story. He tries to trick and be vindictive, and he just seems to be the one instigating a lot of the drama.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think that that works because he is kind of like a creep if you look at him in a certain way. But I don't know if you'd like your Danny Kaye guy, you know, being in that role. I think that'd make you sad.
Yeah, I will say the thing about Holiday Inn, though, like you were saying, he's kind of a villain. He's trying to sneak in and take the girl. Mm-hmm. Here's what I didn't understand. Why didn't the girl just be like, nah, I'll stick with Bing? You know, like she never said anything. They passed her around like she didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
She was just like, oh, I guess I'm with this guy now. Like, no, just be like, hey, I'm with Bing Crosby. No problem.
You know, I had that same confusion, but I did a little trick in my brain.
Oh, wow.
And the answer that I came up with to that question was that Bing was just so, he was beating around the bush. Mm-hmm. He wasn't really being very direct and he wasn't really making it clear what his intentions were. So I think she was kind of like, oh, I don't really know. And then, so I think she was just kind of in this weird limbo of like,
gotcha.
They both like me. Okay. I don't know. Let's just see what happens type of deal.
Okay. That makes sense. I forgive her.
Oh, well.
Well, let's talk about the music. These are musicals, chocked full of music.
What?
Yeah. So let's talk about Holiday Inn. Did you have a favorite song from Holiday Inn?
I liked a lot of the songs because...
Yeah.
Oh. That is, it's a really interesting idea to have like a song for each holiday.
Hey, like you were saying, it's weird that the place is only open on holidays, but I was thinking about that and I was like, I would love that. If like there was a place you always knew when there was a holiday, it would be open and you could go enjoy a show. Mm-hmm. Like, heck yes, I would be there. I would have been there Thanksgiving. I would have been there Halloween. I would have been there on Abraham Lincoln's birthday.
What about hanging out with your family, though, on holidays?
You know, I got most of the day I can spend with them, but at nighttime, I'm at the Holiday Inn.
You know there's a real Holiday Inn that you could go to?
No, I know, but it was named after this movie.
See, the thing is, too, I mean, I don't personally get off work for these holidays, so I would never be able to go.
Well, it's not their problem.
Well, it is their problem if people can't go.
Hey, but I think most people can get off holidays, or at least the people paying the big bucks to go see a Broadway show.
Yeah, I guess. I guess. Get off my back.
Sorry. Like I said, I really like the Firecrackers song. There's that, no lyrics. Yeah, it's more of a tap dance number. But really, that was my favorite scene. I'll say that. Be Careful, It's My Heart was the Valentine's song. That's the one they wanted to be popular, but it didn't really stick with audiences.
It's strange because I feel like when he started playing, I was like, okay, all right. And then he started saying things like, it's not a letter that you burn immediately, and it's not this and that, and making weird analogies. I think he lost me there.
The first song, the I'll Capture Your Heart with Singing, was kind of a cool song, you know, where they go back and forth where Bing Crosby's like, I'm going to sing to your heart. And the other guy's like, I'm going to dance to your heart. That was kind of a cool song. And then White Christmas. I mean, that's a classic Christmas song. The way the scene is with him just sitting there at the piano singing it to this girl, and then she kind of catches on and starts singing it with him. I really liked that. I thought that was sweet.
Did you like the pipe hitting the bells?
Yeah, I really did. Yeah, I thought that was so cool. I mean, those old crooners just have a certain swagger to them that's just like, if somebody did that in a movie today, it'd be like if in La La Land, Ryan Gosling had a pipe and started like tapping on the keys with... I would have been like, oh, this is stupid.
I'm out.
But when Bing Crosby does it, man, Bing, you know?
Bing, Bing, Bing.
Bing, Bing, Bing.
So White Christmas then? That's your choice?
I think so. I really do think so.
I don't think I could say it's my favorite, but I really liked the I Cannot Tell a Lie.
I Cannot Tell a Lie. Oh, I remember that one where he's talking about
Washington's.
George Washington, yeah.
Yeah, and he's saying like, I could say you're stupid.
Yeah.
And I could say that you're homely, but I cannot tell a lie. I like
that was
it.
It was kind of an interesting song.
Yeah. Just a lot of insults and then finishing off with a compliment. It's very nice.
It's a funny way to do a love song, to insult someone and be like, just kidding, can't tell a lie.
Right. And then it just doubles the effect. And then I liked You're Easy to Dance With. I think that's a good one.
I don't remember how it goes, but it's probably like that.
Something like that. I can't remember either, unfortunately. But I remember Abraham.
Abraham. What did you think about that song, huh?
Oh, man, I liked it.
It came out of left field.
Really liked it.
You really liked it?
Honestly, like, I mean, you know, that's inappropriate.
Oh, yes. Very offensive.
But, like, very funny to, like, disguise her in that way. Like
that's that's the thing. So if you guys don't know what we're talking about, there's a scene in Holiday Inn where they put people in blackface, which is white people dressing up like black people in a very stereo. Well, some people might not know what blackface is, but it's an old kind of minstrel art form back in the day. A lot of white people did it in traveling shows. It's a very weird thing because it's looking back on it, it's so offensive. But at the time, I mean, so many people did it. Like when they bring it up in this movie, they say it so casually, like, oh, yeah, we're going to do this song in blackface.
Mm-hmm.
And like the whole orchestra's in blackface. And I was shocked. Mm-hmm. I just wasn't expecting it. But it's just weird. It's hard to, you know, we weren't alive back then to look back on the context of like, was it innocent? Were they really making fun of black people? Or were they just, you know, a lot of people think blackface was more of like paying homage to black people, kind of like how like Elvis and Eminem kind of did with taking musical styles. Because a lot of the world didn't know about like Southern black culture in America until these people started touring around and doing this. Now, is that the best way to like spread the word of what the African-American culture in the South? Well, probably not. you know. But it really was in the back in the day. It was, you know, still offensive. Probably not the best way to do it. But some people were just like, I like that culture, and other people need to hear about it.
If you listen to the song, like, they're just celebrating Abraham Lincoln. I mean, that's the point of the song. It's
yeah,
not...
it's weird to be like singing about setting the slaves free and like the freedom of black people, but you're doing it in like the most offensive way you possibly can.
Right, right. But as you said, it's a different
time.
Different time.
But it's actually, like, if we want to look past that, it's, yeah, it's a good song.
Well, and the point that I was making, too, is he wanted to hide his girlfriend from Fred Astaire. So it was a simple solution.
It made sense in the plot. It's not like it came out of nowhere. It had a purpose other than just being like, hey, white people dressed up like black people.
Right. But this is a very catchy song. Hey, and remember when the cook's little daughter sings?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that was crazy.
Yeah, what's her name? Mamie? Those kids on New Year's, when they're dressed as like Father Time and Baby New Year?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So weird, man.
So weird. Okay, so what about White Christmas? What's your favorite song in White Christmas?
I liked, is it You Didn't Do Right By Me?
Love, You Didn't Do Right By Me.
Yeah, that one. I liked that one. I thought that was really nice.
Yeah, I can't remember how it goes, but yeah. Completely agree. Loved it. Can't remember how it goes, but yes.
Yeah, I don't remember either, but I remember liking the tune and the vibe. And this is when What's-Her-Face is singing by herself.
Rosemary Clooney.
Oh, okay, thank you. Yeah, here's the thing. I didn't like the other sister's voice, like, at all. At all.
Well, I don't believe that was her singing.
Oh, well, I'm saying... I wanted the other girl to shut up because I wanted to hear this girl.
Right.
Because she actually was like good, whoever it is. And so having her sing a solo was like, oh, finally, this is what I wanted. What about you?
Well, before I tell you my favorite song, since we were just talking about Abraham, this song Abraham does pop up in White Christmas as well. I don't know if you noticed that.
Well, I watched White Christmas first, and paying attention.
There's an instrumental song that they dance to, and it's just like a more jazzy, sped-up version of Abraham. Uh-huh. And they took all the words out, but it's a dance number, and it was actually a really cool dance number. Mm. But it's like that, ba-da-bow, ba-da-bow. It's got the Abraham chord progression, you know, but just very sped up. Kind of interesting.
But is it actually... that song?
Or
is
it's called Abraham.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
But they don't sing it.
Gotcha.
That's the only difference. I don't know if 12 years later they were already like, ooh, probably should take the blackface off.
Probably.
I actually really enjoyed that version of Abraham. But I think my favorite song, it's tough because I want White Christmas.
Mm-mm.
Well, no, not the song. I want the movie to be more Christmassy than it actually is.
Mm-hmm.
And so when there's little hints of stuff that sounds Christmassy, that's what I cling to in this movie. So I think my favorite song is actually Snow.
Oh, come on.
What?
Sorry.
I mean, you don't even like the movie at all. So, I mean, no matter what I pick, you're going to be like, come on.
No. Okay, first of all, it's not my talk. And second of all, Snow is not good.
Yes, it is.
Really?
Snow, snow, snow. And then they're like, I wash my face and hair with snow.
Oh, yeah. It's so...
And they're on the train. They're making those cool noises. You didn't like them?
No.
Mm-mm. Why? Why didn't you like that?
Oh, boy. I just felt like it was... I mean, the words like, I wash my hair in snow. How do you even wash your hair in snow?
You're thinking about it. It means I love snow.
Then just say that.
Oh, you wouldn't have liked that either.
No, but I mean, oh gosh, I didn't like it. It was cheesy.
All these songs are cheesy. Are you kidding? I saw this movie. My grandparents used to watch it all the time around the holidays. And so like as a kid, like most of these songs don't really land with kids. Like it goes over my head. Even fun ones like I'd rather see a minstrel show. Like I'm like, what's a minstrel show though? Like, no idea when I'm a kid, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Snow, I know what Snow is. So, like, when I was a kid, it's either Snow or, like, the two dudes singing Sisters. Like, those were the two favorite scenes as a kid. Because, yeah, they're going and they're on a train and they're like making little fake little landscapes out of like napkins and salt and stuff.
I forgot about that. Oh, I thought that was weird too.
Oh, it's so cool. I'm standing by that. Somebody out there is listening to it, just totally agreeing with me right now, and I feel good.
Like, she just holds up, like, what, a blue napkin, and then the camera, like, zooms in, and then it's, like, a blue napkin and, like, a white napkin, and they're like, it looks like snow.
Yeah, what is wrong with that? You're making it sound weird.
Well, you're making it sound really cool, but it's not as cool.
It is cool.
I think when you describe it, I'm like, oh, yeah, but I think it should have been executed better than it was.
I don't know. I still love that song. That's a fun song for me.
You're allowed to.
Apparently not.
No, yeah.
When I said I like that song, you said, oh, come on.
Well,
that totally sounds like I'm allowed to like it.
It was an outburst, and I retract that. I shouldn't have said that. Apologize. Mm-hmm. Apologize?
What do you think about the sister song? Everybody knows that song.
Yeah, right? I did know that song. I thought I liked it more.
When the girls sing it, I'm like, eh. It feels really, really old-fashioned. Like, I know the movie's old, but, like, that particular style just seems real dated. But when the guys sing it, see, the problem is when the guys sing it, it's... Well, right, they're lip-syncing it. But they're in funnier outfits.
Because they're dudes dressed up as women.
It's kind of like blackface, but gender face or whatever. So when the guys dress up, that's a funnier scene to me, but we got to listen to that whole song again.
Oh, I know.
That's the thing. Like, it's an okay song the first time. I feel like, I know there's no other way to get around it because you're not familiar with the song. If it was just the guys doing it, you kind of need the girls to do it.
And you needed to see the whole routine so that you could see the men do the whole routine.
You know, maybe the first time I saw that, it was really funny, but having to sit through it like in multiple viewings of this now, I'm just like, can we get to when the guys sing it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I really like that because apparently when they did it, Bing Crosby was laughing the whole time and that's the take they used. So like when he's laughing, he's like genuinely laughing.
Yeah, you see, and I didn't think like watching him do that scene didn't seem to go with his character, I thought.
Yeah, because he wasn't acting. He was just laughing. He was probably wetting his pants.
Because when he was wetting his pants?
He probably was. Probably peeing all over
what
himself.
What a weird thing to say. Well, maybe he was. But yeah, like I think that was weird too because I was like, huh?
You were like, is this the Bing Crosby from Holiday Inn for this one scene?
No, I watched White Christmas first.
Gee, I wish I was back in the army.
Oh yeah, that one. Do you like that one?
No, just the only one. When I read the titles of them, that's like the only one other than White Christmas that I can actually sing.
I feel like that one was kind of like, ooh.
What do you mean?
Like people in the army, I felt like might be offended by that. Like,
oh, no, I don't think so. I think people, like my grandpa was in the army and he loved this movie because it was like, yeah, man. Like, it's not that you actually want to be back in the army. It's like, man, looking back in those times, pre-Vietnam, people are really proud of their days in the army, you know?
I'm not saying to not be proud, but to march around on a stage and be like...
No, I think that's accurate. I think people, I don't think they were offended or like, man, I wouldn't go back. I think they really were that proud. It is interesting. We were kind of talking about this earlier, but the context of White Christmas being sung overseas at the very beginning, like in the army, dreaming of a white Christmas... And kind of being at home with your family. Now, when Holiday Inn came out, that was not the context of White Christmas. It was just like, man, I wish it was snowing on Christmas. After that movie came out, a lot of people in the army really resonated with them because they really did want to go home. So I think when they made White Christmas, they knew how much of like a following in the army that song had. So they incorporated that into the plot of White Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So I bet a lot of people were really touched by the whole, like, the arc of, like, the army general and him singing the old man, you know, about what can you do with a general when he's at home, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I bet that really touched a lot of people. Now, you and I, we've never served. You know, it doesn't click with us.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like when it's sung at the beginning of the movie and there's that moment when all the military men and women are... You know, just sitting there listening to that song and it's like really affecting them. And like that scene is good.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of, I don't know. It's like it doesn't keep that emotion up, or it doesn't come back to it, I think, in the same way. So it just seems odd.
Yeah, there's a lot of scenes, actually, that I thought were really well acted in White Christmas. Mm-hmm. Like, better acted than in Holiday Inn. But it wasn't as consistent. So, like, I forget, there was one scene where, like, Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney are, like, arguing. And I think it's when she first is, like, about to leave. And he's just, like, really doesn't want to, or, like, he's really confused. And he's like, if you got something to say, then say it. Whatever. I was like, that's a real, like, I thought they did a really good job. And it reminded me, actually, of La La Land and some of the arguments that Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone had. It was like that, I don't know, that intense of like this like couple that likes each other, but they were arguing and they don't really know why, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. But like I said, the whole movie itself wasn't acted at that level. I got some facts for you, and I actually want to play a little game called Fact or Faked. Are you ready?
Ready.
Play that theme song.
Fact or Faked.
That's a fact, baby. All right, here we are doing one round for each movie.
One round with Jose Cuervo. Go ahead.
No, boy. Okay. So we're going to start with Holiday Inn, since that movie was made first. I got three facts for Holiday Inn, but one is a little fake fact. A little okay. Fred Astaire trying to mix up the bunch, you know?
Ew.
Yeah, you got to find the Fred Astaire.
Great. I hope I don't do Astaireable at this.
Wow. You happy?
No.
All right. Here is your first fact. Mm-hmm. Director Mark Sandrich insisted that the... Sandrich.
It definitely sounds like sandwich.
Director Mark Sandrich insisted the interior walls of the inn be painted in light shades of yellow, despite the fact that the movie was shot in black and white.
Yeah, but still, I mean, different shades show different ways on black and white films. So
I mean, that's your first fact.
I'm just saying, so you know, that could matter, you know? It's not like it's crazy. Pale yellow could look better than like a pale red.
Good point. All right. Second fact. Mm-hmm. For the drunk
you want me to comment, right?
I want you to comment, yes. Okay. This podcast is too slow if you don't comment.
That was a crazy eye roll you just did. Because one eye like kind of was like closed. And the other eye just
we don't have
going
to tell people how weird my face looked when I said that. All right, fact number two. For the drunk dance, Fred Astaire had two drinks of bourbon before the first take and one before each succeeding take. The seventh and last take was used in the film. So I guess I didn't do the math, but I guess that would be a total of eight. He did eight shots of bourbon, and that's how drunk he was when he was doing that last take.
I don't know. I don't know about that. Because you got to know what you're doing. You got to be able to nail those moves. I don't know if that's true.
Okay. Well, right. Here's your third fact.
Okay.
When Irving Berlin, who wrote the music, he won an Oscar for his song White Christmas for this movie, he became the first artist to present himself with an Academy Award. So I guess he was announcing. That's weird. Why would they put him? But apparently he was the first artist to present himself with an Academy Award. Hmm. So those are your three facts. What do you think? Which one's the little liar?
The little Fred.
The little Astaireable.
Okay, so first was what again? Oh, the pale
yellow. Yellow walls. The second one is Fred Astaire drinking bourbon. Mm-hmm. And the last one is present himself with an Academy Award.
Okay, the first one, I still think that's totally, I think that makes sense. Number two, I could see how that'd be true, but I just feel like it'd be a very bad idea because, you know, if he loses it, he can't do the moves or he keeps messing up. Everybody's there all night. Then they got to do it again the next night. And just where does it end? And then number three, that sounds true. I believe that. So I'm going to go with number two as Fred.
As Fred. Mm-hmm. So you think the fake fact is the bourbon?
I do. I do believe so.
Bonk.
That's bad, right?
That is bad. You got it wrong.
Man.
That, as far as I can tell from the internet, is correct. Now, that may be legend. I have no idea. That could be a Hollywood myth. But as far as IMDb is concerned, that is true.
That's crazy, but okay.
It is crazy, right? How do you dance like that? I mean, he's a pro, I mean, for sure. But like,
I mean, I could see how you'd be like, hey, like, let's make this realistic. I mean, you're a good dancer.
It's just an excuse to drink.
I think you can do it.
It's method acting, right? For sure.
But if you're a true actor, you should be able to just act.
I think he just wanted to have fun.
I don't know. I don't know him.
Oh, you don't?
No.
The correct, or the incorrect, I guess, the false statement is the yellow walls on the inside of the inn.
So no. What color was it really?
I have no idea. I think the legend has it, it's actually the same inn that they used in White Christmas. So the walls in white, in the interior, in shots in White Christmas. Yeah, it's just white. They just painted it shades of gray and white and black. So if you look at the inside of the inn in White Christmas, that's pretty much what it looked like in Holiday Inn.
I still think, though, that was a solid fake because think about it.
So. Well, live and learn, you know.
That's what I always say.
Well, hopefully you can live and learn through that round of fact or fake to get this round of fact or fake.
There's no way that will help me in the next round. But okay, let's do it.
Are you ready? Here's your fact or faked for White Christmas. First fact.
Do we play the theme song again?
Oh, sure.
Fact or faked.
That's a fact, baby. Well, that was fun. Percy Helton, who plays the railroad conductor in White Christmas, he also appears in another holiday movie playing the drunk Santa Claus at the beginning of Miracle on 34th Street. That is your
That's
first fact.
That's interesting.
I know. Second fact or faked. Rosemary Clooney agreed to do the movie on the condition that Bing Crosby bought her donuts every morning.
No. There's no way that's true.
That is your second fact.
Okay.
Third fact. So you remember the girls, they have a brother, and he's supposed to be like really, really ugly.
Yes.
Like freckles and whatever.
Yes.
When they show that picture of him.
Which, by the way, he looked fine.
Yeah, I know. They were like, oh, he's so gross. I was like, that looks like a dude.
He's totally normal.
He's actually, it's Carl Switzer, known for his role as Alfalfa in Our Gang Little Rascals.
Okay.
So those are your three facts. We got Railroad Conductor was the drunk Santa Claus in Miracle on 34th Street. We got Rosemary Clooney wants donuts. Mm-hmm. And we got Alfalfa was the girl's brother.
I was pretty confident on the last one. And I was pretty wrong.
You were pretty wrong, so, that's true.
So I probably shouldn't be as confident, but I just don't think the donut thing is true. It's just not true. There's no way.
How is there no way?
Because here's the deal, okay? First of all, have you ever had donuts like 2 days in a row? That's a lot. And then 3 days in a row, and then 4 days in a row, and then like every day. Like how many days did they shoot? Like,
oh, I have no idea, but this is Hollywood. I mean, yeah, you probably have like
also,
a table full of junk food.
Also, think about the fact that like she got to be on her feet, you know, she got to be like moving and dancing and.
Yeah, but remember in the last one, Fred Astaire took 8 shots of bourbon before he went to work. So.
Yeah, but also like she would be worried about gaining weight. There's no way she would like they have costumes for her. And if she doesn't fit into her costumes one day, she's going to be in trouble. She wouldn't take the risk.
You know Rosemary, and you know she just would. That's not in her character.
Rosemary's baby. You know what I'm saying?
Was that even a joke? I don't know if that...
Her food baby.
Okay, well, that's a joke now. Yay!
Yay!
Upgrade to a joke.
Bing, bing, bing. That's the upgrade sound.
Bing,
okay.
Bing, bing.
Yep. Yep.
How appropriate for this episode.
I know. Yep, that's what I'm going with. Final answer.
Regis. Okay. Bing, bing, bing. Yeah, that was incorrect.
Bing, 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 Crosby.
Yeah, that was false. I made that up.
I mean, it's not a bad thing. I'm just saying.
You just don't believe it.
Just logically, I was like, she ain't going to take that risk.
I didn't know you had such a tight relationship with Rosemary, or else I wouldn't have said anything. The guy in the picture, Alfalfa, that was true.
Yeah, I believe that.
And he was also in It's a Wonderful Life.
As whom?
I think he was the first one to fall into the pool. You know, in the gym when the pool... the floor starts opening up. He's like one of the first ones to fall into the pool.
Memorable role.
I mean, I think it's more memorable than that, more substantial. I just can't I can't put my finger on it.
But yeah, I didn't think he was ugly.
But yeah, he just looked like a dude.
Yeah.
Like just a normal guy.
I thought maybe like that was the joke. that they like thought he was ugly, but in reality he was like kind of nice looking.
Maybe that is the joke. See,
is it?
I don't know. It's a different time, you know. Blackface was funny. Normal looking guys were funny.
Guess apparently. So. Jeez.
Also, remember in Holiday Inn when there's like a turkey? They have like little animations before each holiday.
Oh yeah.
And there's like a turkey that goes back and forth between the days. And I was like, what was that about?
Why was he doing that?
Well, I looked it up because I was I was like, there's got to be a reason for that. Apparently, this was around the same time as something they called Franksgiving, which is Franklin Roosevelt, the president. He thought he could save the economy by making Christmas shopping happen earlier. Because it was like taboo to put out Christmas decorations until after Thanksgiving.
Oh.
So Thanksgiving used to be the last Thursday of every month, but they changed it to where it's the fourth Thursday of every month. So it kind of like pushed the date up. So that's why the turkey was like, I don't know which day Thanksgiving is anymore. So it was kind of a joke. And I just, you know, out of that context, I had no clue.
Yeah, you would need to watch it, you know, circa
1942.
Yeah.
Oh, also, the Pearl Harbor bombing happened like while they were filming this. And that's why before, let's say it with firecrackers, before the Fred Astaire dancing number, they added a song called Song of Freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like this like proud, like we are America type song. It wasn't supposed to be in there, but they were like, you know what? Now would be a good time since we had this bombing to add that. So
unite.
It's crazy when you like, when you start to think of things contextually and you just like, I'm sure people will do that 50 years from now. They'll be like, you know, I don't get Hamilton. Why was it so popular? I'll be like, cause rap.
Yeah.
That's the only reason. Just kidding.
Well, like you don't even really like rap, so.
Hamilton. You mean Hamilton. This is that character I was working on last week.
Oh, yeah. What's he called again?
Guy who only thinks... or the guy who, when he thinks of rap, he only knows Hamilton. So somebody's like, do you like rap music? Oh, Hamilton.
There's got to be a shorter way to say that.
No, there's no shorter way to say that.
We're slow.
Okay, well, do you want to put some finishing thoughts on this Holiday Inn versus White Christmas? And we got to pick one. I think we need to pick one.
I think you know where I stand.
Well, but last week you were like, I think you know where I stand. Because you were like, I've only heard of White Christmas. And now
yes,
this week.
You're right.
I did say that.
But my argument was clearly White Christmas must be better because I've only heard of White Christmas between the two. But yeah. I think that's just because of the whole circa thing, you know? One happened a long time ago and I wasn't circa during that time.
I think what it is White Christmas.
What
the title is White Christmas. Like, you know. Hey, this is probably going to be marketed for the Christmas season.
Hmm.
So like it just popped up like annually, you know, people would watch it every year. It's time for White Christmas, you know, we're Holiday Inn. I mean, it's got holiday in the title, but it's kind of just, it's all over the place. It's lots of holidays.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think a lot of people play it during the holiday season because they don't associate it with Christmas, although it has just as much Christmas as White Christmas, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Which is sad because I think Holiday Inn is a superior movie.
I think so too.
I think we're on the same page here.
But I don't think you said why.
Why it's a superior movie.
I mean, I think I said why I thought so, but I don't know if you... Did you say?
See, this one's tough for me because I feel like White Christmas is a more developed idea as far as plot goes. Like, I feel like in Holiday Inn, they had to force a lot of things in order to keep the story going. Like we were talking about with the girl just being like, hey, wait, I'm with Bing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just seemed like there was this weird back and forth where they didn't need to be, and that was kind of unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a more interesting storyline than the one in White Christmas. So like I said, I mean, I want the characters from White Christmas to be in Holiday Inn. And I want that to be a movie. I feel like Holiday Inn was a rough draft, and I see potential in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where White Christmas feels more like a finished product, so I'm just like, nah. But with Holiday Inn, I'm just like, come on, guys, let's try again. Like, let's do it again.
So positive.
Well, I just, you know, it's a fun movie. It's way more fun than White Christmas, which is more engaging, in my opinion. Both movies have White Christmas, and I like White Christmas in Holiday Inn way more than I like it in White Christmas. Which is ironic. Like I said, the scene with him at the piano is just, That's so cozy to me. And I love Bing Crosby at the holidays. Like, we used to listen to him all the time in like a long road trips during the holidays to go visit my grandparents. And that's what we played in the car. Then I have a few Bing Crosby albums that are Christmas albums. So I love Bing Crosby during the holidays. And seeing him on in White Christmas at war, like, I get it, but that doesn't scream holiday to me. Whereas the intimate setting with the fireplace and the Christmas tree and the piano, like, that's so nostalgic for me. And I love that. I eat that up. I eat it up with my mouth.
Oh my God.
you know what I'm saying?
That absolutely came out of nowhere. And I felt like I just was like transported to a different dimension. And then
you're welcome.
Came back and then was confused.
Well, I hope the listeners felt the same way.
That was so
I like to think we can transport them to another dimension with our banter. Anything else we want to say about these movies?
So basically we like Holiday Inn better.
We definitely like, I think we like Holiday Inn better.
I know that I do. But I think that, go ahead.
No, we probably were about to say the same thing.
Let's see. Let's say it at the same time and see if it's the same thing. Tell me when to go. 3, 2, 1, go.
I think a lot of people would probably say this movie.
That they like White Christmas better.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I mean, I didn't say it exactly like you said it, but yeah. I think most people would like White Christmas better. But I think it's because they have more access to White Christmas.
Yeah, and I think it probably has like a nostalgia thing, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, there are definitely parts of White Christmas that I enjoy, like truly enjoy. So I get it. You know, there are so many other movies that scream Christmas, and this is not
Christmas!
One of them. Okay. White Christmas, I mean, there's not snow the whole time. That's kind of the point. Mm-hmm. You know, they're looking for a White Christmas, and they're like, it's never going to snow. And so just like the majority of the movie doesn't even feel, it doesn't have that Christmas spark to it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just bizarre to me that most people turn to this for Christmas movies, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's going to do it for our Holiday Inn versus White Christmas episode. Holiday Inn, guess what? You're a champ in our eyes.
Bing, bing, bing.
Bing, bing, bang. I said bang. I didn't mean to.
I know. Three bings. You ruined it.
You get three bings from us. Bing, bing, bing.
Bing, bing, bing. Crosby.
So next week we are doing what's it called? Elf Buddies.
Buddy's Magic Elf Adventure?
No, Buddy's Christmas Musical.
Sing along.
It's, what is it? Hold on, now I gotta look it up. Buddy's Musical Christmas.
Wow.
So next week we are doing Elf, Buddy's Musical Christmas.
Mm.
Now, this is not Elf the movie. This is Elf the Claymation movie. It's a musical version of Elf starring, what's that guy's name?
The dude from Big Bang Theory.
Sheldon Cooper.
Whose name is Jim Parsons.
Jim Parsons does the voice of Buddy the Elf. There is an Elf musical on Broadway, and I believe the Elf animation version has a lot of the same music. So this will be exciting. I've seen it before. Elise has seen it before. So that's what we're doing next week. And then the week after that, we're doing A Christmas Story live. And guys, you can follow us on Twitter at WRLM Podcast. And we're going to be live tweeting December 17th.
Can't wait.
We will be live tweeting Fox's presentation of A Christmas Story live. So follow us on Twitter and like our tweets, I guess. Yeah. Please like our tweets.
Retweet them if you want.
Yeah. And also follow us on Instagram, because why not? At We Really Like Musicals. And give us those alternate titles. What would you have called Elf Buddies
Musical?
Christmas. Anything but the actual name it is. Because it's a, I mean.
Well, you don't need to know the name to come up with an alternate title. You just need to know what it's about.
True words could not be spoken. And that's why I'm going to end the podcast right now. So thanks for listening. You're off my groove.
Did you say true words?
Truer.
Okay. Sorry. Go on.
Glad you interrupted me for that.
I'm sorry.
For correcting me when I didn't make a mistake.
I was just asking.
Well, guys, that's going to do it for We Really Like Me. Okay. Sorry. I just migrated to your shoulders again.
Okay,
that's
going
to do it for We Really Like Musicals, and we have opinions about them, so we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. I'm James, and...
I'm Elise.
And I'm dreaming of...
Bing, bing, bing.
Crosby. Musicals.